Christ. That's where his word comes. That's where the prayer life comes. Lord, everybody else is throwing these verses around too. Please help me. Show me who you are. Your word means something. The experiences you've shown us in your word mean something. Help me not to be deluded. What am I looking for? You buy a red car, everybody has a red car, right? If you want to feel peace, you'll look everywhere for peace. Watch out. If you want to be right, you'll look for everywhere that people will tell you you're right. If you're worrying, you'll look for whatever is going to make that worry diminish instead of seeing your identity in Christ. Not even a sparrow falls without your Father knowing. You know what it means? Not even will you have a tragedy happen to you today apart from your Father knowing. Say, no tragedy! No. I'd rather be found in him. I'd rather be chosen, beloved, and holy. Wait, it says that. Look, Colossians 3:12. Look at that. Look, where's that identity? Look, Colossians 3:12. So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy, and beloved. See, we run right to the put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility. You're missing it. That's where it's your performance that's doing it. You say, well, I still have to perform. Do it from the position of being holy, chosen, and beloved. But you know what that means? You stop going, oh, I failed. Well, I don't know. I don't do well at that church. That church is full of people that are better than me. Remember I told you, I hate that at the church. People go, you guys seem so holy. And then they dig around after a few years and they go, you're not as holy as I thought. You're not as holy as I thought. You're not as holy as I thought. Well, therefore, all of a sudden, you feel wonderful now that you're all not holy? You go, nah, that church is full of hypocrites. They all say the right things and they don't do it. It's a cycle. You get your identity from something he did. Back to what Jonathan said. If you do, then your hope is in Christ. The gratitude comes because it was from Christ. And you can be okay saying, I probably messed up again. I probably had the wrong focus. Not just I messed up with my temper or I messed up with my worry. It's I messed up with what I was hoping in, what I was looking for. Remember the men on the road to Emmaus? We thought it was him that was gonna, the Messiah. Dummies, he was, right? Dummies, he was. But they needed their eyes open. That's part of the process. Not going, I messed up again. Fine, stop looking at yourself. You come right back to him with that. Okay, was there anybody else? And then I'm going to move here. All right, my point here. All right, here's my point. The delusion comes from finding Christ not sufficient. The hard part is finding out where we're actually not finding Christ sufficient. The delusion comes when we find we're living for different goals. Seek first the kingdom of God. What is it for you? That passage haunts me when the rich man came and he said, sell all you have. You realize there's plenty of other rich men in the Bible. He said, Jesus felt compassion for him and knew what was in his heart and said, sell all you have. That hits me hard. I just thought, well, am I going to... It's kind of like when you run out of disciplines for your children, you find out what they really want, give it to them for Christmas, and now you have something to take from them. Sorry, I'm a cynical guy. And watch how kids think. They go, well, why'd you give me this thing? I've never had it. And they go, well, if you would just be good, I'd give it to you. And then they're focused on that thing. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven? You sit there and make him like a sick parent that can't figure out a way to make you happy as he gives you something only to take it away. Gives you something only to take it away. Well, maybe we're not finding him to be enough, and so we think we can have him and goals. Different goals. Finding Christ to be sufficient includes a lifestyle and goals. So here's where we go. Ready? Ready? Let it go, Nicole. Discipling is the fruit, not the root, of our following Christ. Everything I've been pushing for these past few months, When you say, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to? I'll come to that in a minute. But just get this straight. It's the fruit. You get the root right, and it'll lead to you discipling in the right. We're discipling. What I'm pushing against is you can't say the church in America is messed up and you can't find good churches without finding what are the people in those churches living for and how are you different than they are. You call them out as a church. You say, look, they did this wrong and this wrong and this wrong. And look, you're hungry for the same kind of things as you call them out over there. If you get Christ right in your own life, it will lead to you seeking to get Christ right in somebody else in the same way. And what I'm arguing, you say, well, I'm glad to do that. If anybody needs help, let me know. That's not the attitude I see in here. Paul's pursuing them just because they are part of the body of believers. See, let's get this straight. When everybody goes, John David Cornerstone seems too in-focused, we need to get out-focused, I'm saying you aren't even doing the gospel work on these people. If you would learn to do it with these people, you will naturally do it with your neighbors and relatives and everybody else. The gospel will spread. Don't you realize that churches are racing to help every other group of hurting people, and they're never getting to this? Finally, you get them through the big drama stuff. These women have been trafficked forever, right? Good. You pull them out of that situation. What do you got to do? The same thing you got to do with her and him and here. And if you don't do that, they're going to be deluded by persuasive arguments. It's the same thing. Help them all to stop, you know, the crisis pregnancy centers and abortion, and then you got to help them. Do you realize that's only part of the issue? What are all the pieces underneath an abortion? There's a lot of fear of man, a lot of insecurity. There's a lot of my life's a mess and I don't know what to do. You got to answer all those identity issues. You don't just go, save the baby. Look at us. You have to care for the soul. I am. No, you're not. You got rid of the big little emergency, the big thing that everybody's going, that's bad. That's sad. And Paul's striving for them to be complete in Christ, not good boys and girls, for them to find the sufficiency in Christ. It's the discipling is the fruit, not the root of our following Christ. See, as you have received Christ, in Colossians 1, is the part we gloss over as we argue about how to do the things in Colossians 2, and 3. In Colossians 3:12, which we just read, so as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved. There's your identity. There's the root. From that root, put on a heart of compassion. Who's compassion? You know what that means? I'm going to feel you being compassionate to me. Right? It's relational. She's going to feel you. Now, we got churches full of people saying, nobody's compassionate. Then you should have a mission field. But you must do it from your identity in Christ, or you feel like I can't sustain this. All right? Here's where we're going. Get the identity right, and the mission will follow. The behavior of Colossians 3:12, what does it tell you? Put on a heart of compassion. Kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. How do you do on that? 1 to 10 this past week. How do you do on each one of those characteristics? Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love. 1 to 10, how did you do this week? See, if you get your identity right, the mission will follow. You'll have the source to be able to continue to forgive, to continue to have compassion, to continue to ask forgiveness again. You know what that means? You don't have to get out of every, quote, toxic relationship. There is abuse and there is toxic, but those words are overused. And that's where we're hiding from the power that comes from Christ. So the behavior that you couldn't maintain before, you can mimic Christian behavior. You can't continue it the way Christ calls you to, unless you have something from Christ. But then you're going to turn around and join Paul in helping other saints to do this. And that will lead to the third point. And I got to stop. But I'm going to try to get right into this next week, okay? Hold these thoughts. I hope you're doing something to retain. Some notes you're jotting. Please, when you say, why is John repeating? Promise me you're thinking about this all week and ready to just continue, and I'll stop repeating. Lord, would you help us as we contemplate what it means for us to worship you as the sufficient one. What it means for us, like in Isaiah when it says, he doesn't grow weary or tired. Therefore, those who wait for the Lord renew their strength. They will run and not become weary. They'll walk and not faint. We know that includes times of saying, my God, how long? Would you help us, Father? We want to grow in all aspects to you as the head, even Christ. You're going to have to expose the parts where we're not so we can apply the gospel to our own hearts. And you're going to have to free us up from our other responsibilities so that we can help others first be exposed and then covered by Christ. We come in Jesus' name. Amen.